There are a number of very important pieces on this week's Parsha in the Kedushas Levi. But I decided to pick one that is very foundational for understanding the Avos, understanding Chasidus and the balance of different Midos, different characteristics. And so the B'dit Shiver writes in the Pasuk, Baruch Avram L'Kel Elyon, Avram, Yibracha to Kel Elyon, Kone Shemaim the owner of the sky and the land, Ubaruch Kel Elyon Asher, Migain Tzareacha B'yadecha, thanks to Hashem for protecting him from the wars that were taking place. V'inyan, the idea is that, Ki Yesh Ma'aseh Tachtonim, She'od Ma'atzmo Misgaber Al Chitzonim. There are some actions that man does down here in this world, and they're able to overcome the chitzonim, external factors. V'yesh ma'asim elyonim, d'tzarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'hamis ha'chitzonim. And sometimes there are certain actions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it comes from above, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to neutralize, not neutralize, get rid of, remove the chitzonim. Sometimes you need to overcome the chitzonim, the various outside distractions and challenges, and sometimes the chitonim are completely removed. The Avram haya b'midas ava. Avram was the mid of ava. We know him as chesed. Kedusha Levi always uses the word ava, but it's the same thing, ava, chesed. One means love, one means kindness and care. The same concept of helping others. So Avram, who represents the mid of ava, uchsheharag ge'ilu harba malachim. When he killed the four kings, he was lavash oz u'gvura neged oz ve'Hashem. He was enclosed with this oz, this strength and gvura, against all those who leave Hashem. A person who's ava, a person who's chesed, is very challenging to fight in a war, to pick up a gun, the inyan of a oz u'gvura. Okay, therefore, the only way this could be explained, that such a person like Avram, who loved every single person that was able to fight, it was Me'eis Hashem Ha'isazos. It had to have come from Hashem. It couldn't have come from Avram himself. It must have been Me'eis Hashem Ha'isazos. He niflos be'einenu. There's no other way to explain how Avram could have fought in such a battle. Kivadai machmas atzmos, certainly from his own kochos, lahaya yachalasus. He wasn't able to accomplish this. Shuneged midaso, this is against the nature of who Avram was, what he stood for, to love every single person. Rakabori Baruch Hu Asher Oza Gvura Neged Oivav, Uzakadosh Baruch Hu gave him the strength to fight against his enemies, Upada Olamo Menachitzon, to redeem the world, to save the world from all the evils. V'alpizeh Omar, and based on this episode, Avram says, Baruch Kel Elyon Asher Migain Tzareacha B'yadecha. Thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for saving, for being the Migain. Kina HaShevach Zehi coins the praise of Hashem. Ze'atel Hashem is Baruch Shu Po'el Gevuros, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates strength and din and punishment al ha'olam neged ha'oivav. So he's saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Kel Elyon Asher Migain Tzareacha, that protects from your enemies. That's a midah of din, midah of gvura. Ubarak hel elyon kone shemayim v'aretz. Ubavur hayosem moser kol klipos v'ozo b'yad Avram, for handing over all the different klipos, all the different distractions in the world, was given into the hands of Avram. Ubazek kone olamo b'yad chitzonim. And through this, he acquired the world from the chitzonim, from these outside forces. Lachain Amar Baruch Kel Elyon Hashem Migain Tzareacha B'yadecha. He first thanks Hashem for being the Magain. Shebevaday Hashem Yisbarach Hu Nilcham Behem Limsor B'yadecha. It was certainly the hand of God, the act of God, that protected Avram. Ki mitzad hisaruscha levad lo haya efshir. From Avram's own abilities, his own skill, he would not have been able to fight, let alone win. It was all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's certain things and certain kochos people have on their own. Everything, of course, comes with siyata d'shmaya. But certain things require more siyata d'shmaya, certain things less. Sometimes you need nisim gluyim, sometimes only nisim that are nistarim. So, Avram was a midas chesed, and all the different things of chesed, he didn't need nisim gluim. He didn't need a Kadosh Baruch Hu's heavy siyat to the Shemaya, which a little bit of his siyat to the Shemaya. But when it came to fighting, something was completely against his nature that required a very high level of siyat to the Shemaya. It was a nes nigla that a Kadosh Baruch Hu helped Avram win this battle. V'lachein, therefore, says Kedushas Levi, Kevin shebaharigas hamalachim haya nichnas bebechinas gevura. Through the battle and through the victory of the kings, he now was adorned with the midah of gevura. Lachein bisa laKadosh Baruch Hu takef. Immediately after the victory, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bisa laKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the announcement right away. Sheyolid es Yitzchak shubechina azel. Yitzchak was now going to come from Avram. Yitzchak Avinu had to have been the midah of din, the midah of gevura, but to father such a child, that father himself has to have a little bit of that midah inside of him. And since Avram was kul chesed, he didn't have any percentage of gevura, he wasn't roy, therefore, to give birth or to father Yitzchak. But it was only once he defeated the four kings. He was overcome with this level of gevura. He was therefore now roy to have a child like Yitzchak. Kimikodim says Kedusha Levi, before this, Lohaya Efsha Laholid at Yitzchak. He wasn't able to give birth to a child like Yitzchak Avinu. Kihoya Misnagin Bimidasa was the complete opposite of who he was. Aval Kishinase Ata Kolu, Game Osa Mida. When Avram now was able to assume some of that Mida of Gvura, Mida Haya Yachal Laholid Yitzchak. He was now fit for fathering a child like Yitzchak, the Pachad Yitzchak. Gvuras Yitzchak. I believe I saw this in Reb Tzadok once, that in addition to this battle that gave him din, gave him gvura, his wife Sarah, who represented gvura. Sarah was a very strong personality. She kicked out Hagar, she kicked out Yishmael. She was a strong personality. She was midas din, and that marriage, the two of them balanced out. She was also able to help Avram learn some of that midah of gevura. That's why I think Rav Tzadok says that immediately after Akedas Yitzchak, Sarah Menu was Niftaris, because that was her goal. Her goal was there to stand by the side of Avram Avinu, her husband, and to help him take that walk up the mountain. Even though she wasn't there presently, but spiritually, mentally, she was there giving Avram chizik. You could do this, you could do this, you could do this. You could make it up there. So when it came to the birth of Yitzchak Avinu, it required a little bit of a midah of gevura, the winning of the war. But to take Yitzchak Avinu up to Har Bayis, and to shecht his own son, that required even a stronger level of din, that midas din. And that's why Sarah Menu had to be there mentally with him by his side, to walk him through. And after the Akedah, so her job was done. Her tafkin in this world of making her husband complete, making her husband whole, was at that point finished. And we see similar things to Yitzchak Avinu, who was Midas Din. He had to marry particularly. Eliezer was looking for a woman who had the Midah of Chesed. Rivka had Chesed. Rivka Meinu was a tremendous amount of Chesed. Chesed Shachachma. And therefore, to balance out Yitzchak's Din, he had to marry a lady who had Chesed. And then Yaakov Avinu, who had both Midas of Chesed and of Gvura, which meshes together, which fuses together to the midah of Teferis, which is Yaakov, Yaakov's Teferis, the combination of Chesed and of Gvura. He therefore had to marry two different wives. Yaakov Avinu had to marry two wives, Rachel and Leah. Rachel was one of Chesed, the eyes where she looked, and Leah was Din, she was always crying, she was meant to be for Esav. So Leah is Din, and Leah and Rachel, rather, is Chesed. You need those two elements to help Yaakov Avinu, who had both Chesed and Gvur. So we see this idea of the spouse being Mashlim, the wife being Mashlim, the husband being Mashlim, the wife. Continues now the Kedushas Levi. V'zeu she'amar, that's what the pasuk means, achar dvarim ha'ela, right after the events of what? The events of the kings, the victory of Avram Avinu. Bisa lo leidas Yitzchak. And the next step, we find out that Hashem's telling Yitzchak, rather he's telling Avraham Avinu, he's going to have a child, he's going to have a Yorish, he's going to have someone who's going to take his inheritance, who's going to continue his legacy. It was Dafka after this battle, the victory that he had, he earned the Midah of Gvura, and was now Roy to be the father of such a child. And then it says, Hayad Dvar Hashem El Avram B'machazel Emor. The words of Hashem were in vision to him. Every other time it says that Hashem spoke to him, Lashon HaDibur. How come here, right after the battle, right after the victory, it says, B'machazeh, and Hashem appeared in vision, a much clearer vision than just simply hearing Hashem, but even seeing Him, whatever that means. What was the change? Says Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, Ki b'dibur shel melech kol kol hachachmos sheba'olam. When a king speaks, a king who has all the different wisdoms of the world, the speech is so sophisticated, above the heads of the commoner. When a person comes who's not immersed in the various wisdoms of the world, such a person cannot comprehend what the speech, what the meaning of the king is. A person comes who is well versed in all the various wisdoms of the world. He can understand the language of the king. He's on the same level as the king. So he explains. That's Avram Levad before the battle of the kings. Avram was very dedicated to the Midah of Ava. He was very one-dimensional, if you will. Avram was not a sophisticated individual. He was one-dimensional. He had a very strong focus on the Midah Ava, so he can't understand the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the speech of the king, of the Melech Malchei HaMelechim, was a combination of Ava and Din and Tferet, all types of the Midos. But after the victory, Bizel Achar Damar'ela, after these events, when he experienced the Midah of Gvura, Shenichlal Mikol HaMidos, now Avram is the full package. He's the complete deal. He's so whole now, with now Ava and Din. Gam Midas Gvura he had. Azai then, Hayadvar Hashem El Avram B'machza Leimor. The speech of Hashem was now B'machza, was a vision, was much clearer, understandable, comprehensible by Avram Avinu. The Hainu Shadibur Shekadosh Baruch Hu Hayab B'machza Elav. It was a very clear vision. Shehaven al Boryo, he understood it completely. And this is a very important lesson for all of us. As we try to refine our characters, all of us have certain natures that are who we are. And as the Gra writes in Evan Shlema, we're not supposed to try to get rid of those midos unless it's a terrible midah, but we're supposed to channel them in the proper way. But not only are we supposed to take our midos and channel them properly, we're also try to acquire other midos that we don't yet have, and to be in such a way where we're kollel, we're complete with all the different chachmos, and through this we should be zocheh to not only hear the words of our HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to us, but we should be able to see it in a clear vision, in a clear path. Have a wonderful Shabbos.